The city owns and runs the airport, but it's a standalone operation, which means no city tax dollars go into the airport and no airport revenues come out for other city projects. And yet, that's exactly what Senator Bob Rucho believes Charlotte leaders are looking to do. As evidence, he points to a recent speech by Mayor Anthony Fox.
The mayor and his state of the city made a comment, subsequently retracted quickly, but that said that it is important that that revenue stream help the paying for police, fire, and transit. And if that's the direction that we're going, that is not in the direction of trying to keep a low-cost airport in place that will allow us to keep the hub.
In fact, the mayor retracted nothing. His spokesman says Rucho misinterpreted the speech, and Fox told him so the very next day. Here's what Fox actually said in the speech.
In the back rooms of Raleigh, according to rumor and innuendo, a few news articles, there appears to be a serious conversation about removing city control over Charlotte Douglas International Airport, eliminating revenues we count on to pay for police and firefighters, and even cutting off transit funds. That's wrong.
Mayor Fox was talking about three separate efforts underway in Raleigh, not listing off a variety of things the city pays for with airport money. The city hasn't used airport money for police, fire, or transit. And if they were making secret plans to do it, Republican Councilman Andy Doolin says he'd definitely oppose it. Instead, Doolin has become the city's lead negotiator with Republican lawmakers in Raleigh who are trying to strip the airport from Charlotte's control.
I don't believe, nor have I heard, or nor do I have a suspicion, that the underlying motive is to divert airport money for a streetcar, which I am adamantly opposed to.
Doolin, Mayor Fox, and the rest of the Charlotte City Council say they've helped make the airport a success and are urging lawmakers to slow their push for an independent airport authority. Senator Rucho's measure is on a fast track for approval. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.